What is toxic behavior? What is the difference between challenging behavior and toxic behavior? And how to deal with it for the sake of your well-being? Welcome to episode 6 of Minutes of Fact podcast. Let's talk about toxic relationships. Toxic behaviors can be described as someone acting towards you in a harmful, destructive, or even poisonous manner. They might try to drag you into unhealthy behaviors or situations, or they may treat you in a way that puts you down or negatively affects your self-confidence and self-esteem. And accordingly to Very Well Mind, a relationship is toxic when your well-being is threatened in some way, emotionally, psychologically, and even physically. Certain people and situations in life can trigger us to feel badly about ourselves or engage in destructive behaviors. Identifying the toxic influences in our lives and taking steps to create boundaries or a new life without them can improve mental and physical health over time. Accordingly to the UK Mental Health Foundation, on the whole, relationships are good for us and for the most of us, are central to living a good life. But that's not true for all relationships. Sometimes relationships in our lives can be harmful. For example, when they are characterized by bullying or abuse. It's important to remember that harmful relationships are not just limited to our romantic partnerships. A person can have a damaging relationship with a friend, coworker, or even a family member. Here is some signs to look out for when assessing whether you are in a toxic or harmful relationship. First, you don't feel good enough. You can't be yourself. The other person puts you down. You feel like the problem. And you start to withdraw from participating in activities or seeing people in your life. And please, consider very well these signs so you can point on toxic people in your life. Alright, let's move to the next one. Let's see how to deal with toxic people for the sake of your well-being. First time, confront. Face your feelings and consider the fact that you are receiving bad vibes from certain people and that you are actually part of a toxic relationship. Then, set clear and healthy boundaries and maintain them. Decide on what you are willing to accept and what you are not, and set boundaries accordingly. Be clear on your boundaries with yourself and focusing on what you need to change in the situation. After that, address breaches. If someone repeatedly breaches your boundaries, here is how I like to handle this in a simple 1-2-3 approach. 1. Highlight the behavior. 2. Address it and communicate about it. And 3. Take action about it accordingly. This action might be spending less time with them. It's all about putting your mental health and well-being first. If you have done all the other stuff and the person has no interest in adapting the way they behave toward you, all you can do is limit the amount of time you spend with them. Here is the hardest part. Remove yourself from the situation or the relationship entirely. Just remember, each time you are hesitating, you don't worth such relationships. You worth the best. Always put your mental health as a priority number one. Last but not least, forgive if you can, but don't forget. Forgiveness is 100% about you and letting go so you can move forward without feeling trapped. It does not mean that the relationship has to continue. It does not mean that you have to tell the other person you forgave them. Don't forget refers to the fact that forgiveness goes hand in hand with your boundaries, which are up to you to set and maintain. Keep in mind, you don't have to go through this alone. Get support if you need to, especially if the relationship means a lot to you. Letting go will be so hard for you, I know. Please, don't feel that you are stuck or that you have to fix everything on your own, because there are lots of different resources and services available to support you. All it requires from you is to take that first step and ask for help. Thank you so much for your time. Go and listen to previous episodes, I'm sure you will like it. It's all about growing our mental health and well-being. Check out my Instagram account, Minutes of Facts, for daily content. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.